Farmers seek to stop the flood of regulations. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farmers and ranchers are trying to stop an effort by the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate waterways that Congress never intended them to regulate. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
The American Farm Bureau believes the Environmental Protection Agency is trying to improperly change the Clean Water Act. That law gives the EPA the power to write rules to protect navigable waters, literally waterways where you can float a boat. But EPA is seeking to take the word navigable out of that law, which would allow them to regulate even a roadside ditch that only holds water for a few hours after a big rainstorm. American Farm Bureau Grassroots and Advocacy Director Cody Lyon says they're doing that through what is called a guidance document.
Biggest concern, there's uncertainty with how this guidance document can be implemented. This could be interpreted many different ways around the country, or even many different ways within a state. For 40 years, the Clean Water Act has done a great job. The problem is the guidance document goes beyond congressional intent, and they're also ignoring the Supreme Court precedents that have determined this is the definition of navigable.
And Lyon says this would cause big problems for the nation's farmers and ranchers because it would make it necessary for them to get a permit for everything from ditches to cattle ponds.
Farmers and ranchers fear that a farm pond or ditch, or even if rain just happens to fall very heavily for 4 hours, that technically, by the way this guidance document is written, it could now fall under EPA permitting regulations.
So the Farm Bureau is asking farmers and ranchers to get the word out to their congressional representatives about how hard this rule could hit them.
Anything dealing with livestock operations, anything dealing with application of pest management tools, anything dealing with wetlands, groundwater, runoff, stormwater. You start having a flood of regulations that start coming in just from this one guidance document. We're trying to make sure we stop this flood of regulations.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.